Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. You guys, I have some really big news this week. I kind of teased about it last week. And so this week I can finally tell you what the big news is. So if you are listening to this on the day it comes out, tomorrow, August 16th, I am hosting a free live workshop. I have not done a workshop in so long. All year, maybe? Possibly? Ooh, it's been a while. And I am so, so excited. So, tomorrow's workshop is called the Day One Workshop. Have you guys ever heard the quote, day one or one day you decide? Basically meaning that will this be your day one? Will you be starting today? Or will it just be one of those dreams that you just say, oh, one day I will do that? And we all know that it's up to us to decide whether your goals and dreams are going to just be a one day kind of goal, or if you are actually going to start and make today day one. So that is basically what this workshop is all about. But I have even more big news. That is just the tip of the iceberg of what we are here to talk about today. So this workshop is basically a free mini, tiny, like mini isn't even as much, like isn't even small enough. It is a little sneak peek, a little taste of a brand new paid course that I have coming up that is called Control Your Crazy. So Control Your Crazy is actually coming out on August 20th, which is also my birthday. I am turning 31. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. August 20th, which is my birthday and also a Sunny Side Up Life's birthday. The blog, the business, the brand, everything is turning 3 years old on August 20th. So to celebrate, I am launching a brand new course. And again, it is called Control Your Crazy. You can find the link in the show notes to both the Day One Workshop and the Control Your Crazy course in the show notes, or just go to asunnysideuplife.com. You'll see the little pictures sliding across on the homepage. Click on them. It'll take you to those pages and you can learn more. You can sign up. All that good stuff. But Control Your Crazy is basically showing you guys how to show up as the best version of you in 5 main areas of your life. And this is a mini course. So this is a very short course. It is very low price point and it is just going to be short, sweet. But also detailed and actionable. And you guys know how I am. I ramble, but my rambling is not wasting your time, I guess. I don't know if that's the best way to put it. But you guys know that I bring the information, I bring the motivation, and that's the same thing that I'm going to do in this course. So I'm going to read straight off the sales page, but Control Your Crazy works on identifying where you're treading water in your life and gives you the skills and the resources to get out of that survival mode. And that's basically what I'm all about, teaching you guys to live on the brighter side of life, like we say in the intro, right? And getting out of that survival mode. And this is all about identifying which areas of your life are feeling chaotic for you. And basically getting to the point where we are actually living our life, not merely surviving our life, which there's a big difference. And So the five main areas that we're going to talk about in this course, in the day one workshop, and even in today's podcast, are the five main areas that I have seen be the most influential in my own life. So we are going to be talking about in the Control Your Crazy course, we're going to be talking about how to control your day with time management, how to control your dreams with goal setting, how to control your money with budgeting, how to control your mindset with positive thinking, and how to control your home with minimalism. And I put each of these topics are included with your sanity in mind. You guys, I am pretty open, pretty honest about my struggles with my mental health, with my anxiety, with my depression, with the ups and downs that I've been through, with the fact that I'm human. I've screwed up a lot. I get in lazy spells. I procrastinate, you know, but then I also, in for all of those times, there are an equal probably amount of times that I go crazy and I overdo it. I'm an overachiever, you know, and everything in between. So I feel like I try to be super honest, super real with you guys about all of my struggles, the ups and downs and everything in between. So you guys know that everything that I'm sharing has been tried, has been tested, has worked in real life. And that's exactly what I did in this course. I showed up with you guys in mind, with your sanity in mind. And I was like, if I could go back in time and tell myself 5 or 6 years ago all of the shortcuts to get to where I am now and all of those, just those helpful resources, the books to read, the books not to read, the people to, the influencers to follow, the influencers to not waste your time with, the podcasts that were worth listening to, all these things that I wish someone would have said, do that first, do this second, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I've done in this course. And the day one workshop is essentially, if you want to get started in budgeting, if you want to get started in minimalism, all of the other five topics, and if today was the very first day of your budgeting journey, for example, what would I tell you to do? What would I have told me in 2014 or 2013 to do? You know, if 2014 Sammy would have said, hey, I'm ready to start budgeting, today's going to be my day one, I would have said, all right, listen, this is what you should do. Okay, don't worry about all these other things yet. Today's day one, just do this one thing. Okay, that's essentially what we're doing in the day one workshop. And I'm doing that for free. So in the Control Your Crazy course, we are going in more detail with these five main areas. And of course, there's going to be a workbook. There's going to be links to bonus resources like, for example, the books that I would read. Because, you know, we've all read books that were like, well, that was a waste of a couple weeks of my life. can't get that back. So I'm going to tell you guys what books actually helped me, what other resources helped me. And I am going to give everyone who signs up, who enrolls in the Control Your Crazy course, you get access to the workshop, an extended replay of it. Because, of course, that replay will go away eventually. So you will get access to that if you want to watch it again or if you don't want to have to rush to watch it. All of that stuff. So I'm so, so excited about both of these resources. They are made for you guys. They are made with you guys in mind. They are made with me 5 or 6 years ago in mind, what I would have told myself, all the shortcuts that I wish someone would have given me, someone that I trusted, someone that I would have actually listened to, not just some random person on the internet, someone who actually understood what I was going through, what I needed, and all of those things. So you guys check those out. sign up for them. Sign up for the day one workshop for sure. It's free. So there's no reason why you can't. We're going to have an extended replay on that one. The replay is going to go all the way through till August 20th at midnight. And the course will launch August 20th at 10 a.m. Central. And again, the workshop will be the 16th Friday at 8 p.m. Central. So check the links in the show notes and you can read more about them. You can sign up and all that good stuff. So, so exciting. So on the same topic, what I want to talk to you guys this week about is where you could be in 5 years if you were to start today. If you were to sign up for the day one workshop and you were to decide that this was your day one, this was the beginning of your journey with whichever one of those five areas you decided you wanted to start with first, it doesn't matter. They are all actually really important. They all actually do tie in together. And they all are kind of like the pillars of success as far as I'm concerned. I know there are other areas that are, you know, really important. There's your spirituality, your food, your health, your exercise, you know, all of those kind of things that are also really important. I'm just not really an expert in any of those topics. That's why I'm not talking about them. So I'm not saying that religion isn't important or exercise isn't important or, you know, your marriage or your motherhood or things like that are not important. I just don't feel like I am knowledgeable enough or a good enough teacher in those specific areas to talk about those in a lot of detail. So I don't. So that doesn't mean that those areas aren't important. That just means that those aren't really like my forte. So, you know, just a side note. Hitting the microphone again, Sammy, like 10 minutes in. Goodness. Okay. I'm sorry if you like hear those loud pops every once in a while. I talk with my hands. All right. So where could you be in 5 years if you were to start today, if today was your day one? So for me, this actually happened. And so I get to look at all of this in hindsight now. And as they say, hindsight is 20/20. And so I'm able to now look back and see the progression of things. I didn't know when I first started my intentional living journey almost six years ago, that I was actually starting an intentional living journey. I don't think a lot of the times we know how huge something is going to be. We don't always know. So that was kind of what this was for me. I kind of stumbled into this accidentally. I knew that my life was like feeling really crappy daily. And I just knew that I was tired of it. And I was just so emotionally worn out. I was physically worn out. Everything was just in survival mode. And I had finally just had enough of it. And so I started to take action. But I didn't do it in this heroic, like I stood up and I declared to the world, today is day one and no one will hold me back. It wasn't like that at all. It was very messy. It was very like stumbling through the dark, tripping over things, all the metaphors. It was a mess, but I kept going, and it was slow, and it was messy, and I just kept going, you guys, and I just kept taking action. So I started by reading more, and I was homeschooled for one, so I've always loved books. Then I majored in history and I read a ton of books in college and I got totally burnt out in reading books. That's what being forced to read books that you don't want to read will do to you. And so I spent a few years between college and this kind of rock bottom moment, not really reading any books, not really growing. I was just like, gosh, I'm done with college. Okay, cool. I don't have to like learn anything or grow anymore. And so I didn't. Except my life was still moving forward and I was kind of just dragging behind. Like, we were having babies. We had just had our second baby at this point. We had moved a couple times. We had gotten ourselves into a house that was way too big for us. We had kind of accidentally, blindly stumbled into all this debt very carelessly. And I just wasn't really growing anymore. And I've heard this quote before that's something like, people are like trees that if they're not growing, they're dying. There's not an in-between. And that was definitely what was happening, at least to my spirit. You know, I just felt like spiritually, I was just dying inside. And so I decided, okay, I need to read more. Like, I was so happy when I was reading and learning and getting excited about things and learning new things. So I'm going to read more. So I don't even know how it happened. I read The Power of Positive Thinking. That was the first intentional living book that I read. And it was everything to me. It was everything. And if you've never read it, please read it or listen to the audio version. It's so simple, but it's basically like the words that are in, or your thoughts, I guess. Your thoughts create your words, and your words, it's all this cycle of what you think, you say, and then what you say, you believe, and then it's just a cycle and a cycle and a cycle. And obviously he explains it way, way better. But it was a phenomenal book, and it was the starting point of my intentional living journey. I didn't know it at the time, but it was. And this was, Instagram was getting bigger. I started to follow blogs. This was the first time in my life that I had ever really followed bloggers. And I was just following these social media influencers and these women that were years ahead of me in their journeys and were showing me what was possible. And I started learning a lot about minimalism, and I started following my now good friend Ali Casaza way back in the day. I started learning a lot about minimalism from her. And that was just like, I started getting into action then. I started decluttering my house. And as I'm decluttering my house, I'm like selling things. And I'm like, hey, I can do some things with this money. And that led us into budgeting. And that led us into knocking out debt. And that led us into feeling so motivated by action. And we were starting to see results. Well, then fast forward, we have Melanie, our third daughter, a few months later, you know, the whole postpartum. And I was still decluttering. I was still budgeting. I was still paying off debt. Obviously, things were a little slower while I was pregnant and all that kind of stuff. But then after Melanie was a few months old, I started to kind of, you know, started to feel like myself again. She started sleeping better, all that stuff. And I started waking up before the kids. And I decided, you know, I want to feel better. I want to get back to being myself. So I started waking up before the kids. I started working through a morning routine. And I started with The Miracle Morning. That was a book that really, really helped me get a morning routine. I didn't follow it 100% to the T, all of the things that he says to do in the book, but it motivated me, it inspired me, it gave me somewhere to start. And this was the first time in my life that I was setting an alarm to get up to spend time with myself. I had never done this in my entire life, and it was magical. I was like, oh, you mean I can set an alarm for like earlier than I absolutely have to get up? And then I'll have time to like journal and read and exercise and sit and think about things and be a person outside of my kids and my husband and all of my other responsibilities. This is amazing. And that led me to exercising more, and because I actually had time to do it, because I was getting up before my kids, and I was, you know, I was meal prepping and I was enjoying healthy food for the first time in my adult life. And my relationship with food is still not perfect. So I'm not going to preach about that because, hey, I'm still a work in progress on that. But my life was getting so much simpler after all of these things started to kind of build on each other like building blocks. And I realized that they were all intertwined more than I had realized. Because I started with the positive mindset, with the Power of Positive Thinking book. And once I kind of started to get my mindset under control, once I started to realize that I was sabotaging myself with negative thoughts, with negative words playing in my head all day long, those were turning into negative words out loud, which were turning into negative actions. And it was just, it was going everywhere. So I had to start with my mind. So I started with the positive thinking. I started with the intentionally positive thinking, which feels so cheesy, so fake, so forced at first. But he tells you that in the book. Like, you have to practice it. You have to be intentional with it. You have to feel a little cheesy at first. But eventually, it will become second nature to you. And, you know, I can't guarantee that you'll start a blog about positive thinking like I did. But hey, that's where I started and it worked. So I started there and then it got intertwined. And I realized that once my mindset was positive, I started to feel positive, which gave me this energy and this motivation to start getting my house under control, because I was like, hey, my environment doesn't really feel too positive. Where I'm spending the majority of my time doesn't feel really great. So that, you know, I was kind of decluttering and I was like, hey, when I'm selling stuff, you know, I could take this money and I could do something intentional with it. And then you kind of just get like, you know, you get kind of like that runner's high, like you just get super motivated and then you just keep going and keep going. Or when you finally get motivated to start cleaning the house and then you just start cleaning the most ridiculous things. And then it's like the end of the day and you're like, how did I just have all that energy to just clean everything? And it's just motivation feeds motivation and you just keep going from that. And that adrenaline kicks in and it's amazing. And that happened. And so I'm budgeting and I'm like, and then I'm like waking up early and I'm like, I sit back and I think, when did this happen? And it happened, you know? And then I'm looking around at this life that is getting simpler and simpler. And I realize that my marriage is starting to improve. Because I'm feeling really good about myself. So I'm showing up better for my kids and my husband and all my other responsibilities. And, you know, we're not fighting about money because we're budgeting, we're working together, we're on the same page. All that stuff. I had decluttered the house so much. And I'd done all these other things that I had so much free time, like a crazy amount of free time, especially when my husband was at work. So I started a blog that is now this business that is almost 3 years old, which is insane to me, just out of the sheer fact that I had free time to do it. So I was like, hey, I should probably do something. That seems like fun. Let's do that. And here I am. And then I started to, you know, grow and keep that. The momentum kept going. And I was like, hey, you know, this blog could be a legit thing. Like, I could really help people with this. I could really turn this into a business. I could really help other women who are where I used to be. You know, I could turn this into something that could support our family, that could help my husband retire early, something that could help me stay home and homeschool my girls. All because I started by reading one personal development book, and I just kept going. And I slowly but surely broke free from that survival mode. Keyword being slowly. Slowly. You guys, this did not happen overnight. This wasn't a magical quick fix. It wasn't pretty, but it worked. I cannot tell you the number of times that I sat up after my kids went to bed and either A, cried, B, worked my butt off on whatever project I was working on, whether that was decluttering toys or trying to figure out how to budget or meal prepping so I could eat something decent the next day. Or whatever it was, or just crying to my husband that this is really hard. You know, and I cried through it, and I lost sleep through it, and I broke a sweat a lot through it. And it wasn't easy, it wasn't pretty, it wasn't quick, it wasn't magical, but it worked. And I know through hindsight that the only reason why it worked was because I put one foot in front of the other day after day after day after day for 5 years to get to the place that I am today. Debt-free, minimalist, to the point that our family of five can fit in a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom house. Pretty comfortably. A business owner with a business that is about to turn 3 years old. A homeschooler, a homeschooling parent. Personally, personal development obsessed. I mean, I remember when I literally did not have any hobbies that weren't involved in working, cleaning, or watching TV. Barely even playing with my kids. That was, you know, it was like bare minimum. Sadly. Now, I'm to the point that if I don't go a whole day without doing a hobby, like doing a puzzle or drawing or listening to an audiobook or reading a book or going for a walk with my kids or hanging out with a friend, I'm just like, today was a waste because I didn't do one hobby. Like, I went a whole day without pursuing one of my hobbies. And I used to go years. The reason why I started doing puzzles, if you guys follow me on Instagram, on my Insta stories, you know that, you know, my puzzle obsession got a little out of control there for a while last year. It has simmered down some, but it's still happening. But I was like doing puzzles back to back to back to back to back for a while there, like last year. But the reason why that happened was because that was such a fond memory from my childhood and my teenage years with my mom, was sitting down doing puzzles. We would talk, we would listen to music, you know, whatever. And I just loved them. And I don't even know. I think I saw a puzzle at Dollar Tree or something. And I thought to myself, gosh, I don't remember the last time I did a puzzle. How many times have you thought that to yourself? Like, you see something that, you know, used to be a hobby, like a sewing machine. I have a sewing machine. I used to sew so much. So I used to sew so much. Pun intended. I like crafts were my life for a long time there. You ever have that moment where you like look in your hall closet or something and you see your craft supplies and you think, gosh, I don't remember the last time I did a craft. I don't remember the last time I did a crossword puzzle. I don't remember the last time I went for a walk. I don't remember the last time I just sat out on the porch and watched the birds. You know, all these little things. If you get to that point where you're like, gosh, I don't remember the last time I did XYZ, that's a wake-up call right there. And that was me with puzzles for sure. So these little hobbies, I have turned them into personal development because I do a puzzle 9 times out of 10. I have my earbuds in, listening to an audiobook, listening to a podcast, listening to some brain waves music that helps you have a positive energy or something weird but super effective. It is all personal development. If it is good for your heart, if it's good for your soul, that's personal development to me. So this looked like last year, one of my goals was to listen to the entire Bible on audio. And I did it in actually less than a year. My goal was to do it in the year. And I finished a couple weeks early because I was like super excited. I would have never done that 5 years ago. Never. So if you see me doing a puzzle or drawing or sitting on the porch or something like that, that's personal development for me. That's personal development because it's making my heart happy. It's making my soul happy. It's helping me grow. And I feel like taking care of your home and taking care of your money and managing your time and all those kind of things, that's personal development also. How good do you feel when your house is in order? How good do you feel when you are on budget? How good do you feel when your laundry is done? You're like, yes, I've conquered my life because the laundry is done. You know, or when you're just like, you know, those days when you're just like superwoman and you're just like, bam, 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 get all the things done on the checklist. And you're just like, ha, I did everything. I am awesome. I mean, yeah, those days are, you know, sometimes not as frequent. But to me, that's personal development. Having it together. And that's kind of where I got the idea for the name Control Your Crazy. That's where this whole thing came from. Was if I could go back 5 years ago or 6 years ago and tell myself, look, you got a lot of crazy going on in your life. Like, sister, wake up. Your life is crazy. Your house is crazy. Your money is crazy. Your time management, it's like, doesn't exist. Your mindset is a disaster. I mean, like, you got a lot of crazy going on and you need to get it under control. And so here's some ways to get it under control. You're going to need to declutter your house. You're going to need to get on a budget. You're going to need to say some really cheesy affirmations and get your head straight. You're going to need to set your alarm a little bit early so you're not running around crazy and don't like eat breakfast or even have a journal that you currently write in or don't remember the last time that you did a hobby or goals, setting goals. Are you kidding me? I was one of those people that literally rolled their eyes when other people set New Year's resolutions. When other people were like, New Year, new me. I was like, yeah, I'm not even going to pretend to set resolutions because it's not going to happen. And now I've went from that complete opposite of the spectrum past the person who sets resolutions to the person who sets not just resolutions, but like legit mapped out goals and actually accomplishes them. Like, whew, whole other side of the spectrum on that one for sure. Yeah. And I feel like we all have been there because we're human. We've all felt that chaos. And this chaos, like, it does go in seasons of our life. And there are times where I feel like there's more chaotic seasons, obviously. And there are never-ending responsibilities. There are things that we have to do. We have a certain, you know, we have to take care of our house. We have to take care of our money. And it just seems like, you know, sometimes we're just running on empty. Like, we can't do it anymore. And we literally feel like we are going crazy because we can't juggle all of this at the same time. It's a lot, you guys. And if you feel like a lot, I have really good news for you because the rest of us feel like it's a lot too. Yep. So, if I could go back in time and tell myself what to do, first of all, I would tell myself, just start. Start. Picking up that book and reading that first book counts. Decluttering that first room. For me, the first thing I decluttered was my kids' toys because they caused me the most stress. They still do, and they have like a minuscule amount of toys compared to what they used to have. That was where my stress was in the house, was the toys. So I started there, and I cried, and I stayed up till ungodly hours. And I purged those toys. And a few weeks later, I would purge more toys. And I would purge more toys. And I just kept going. And then I would wake up the next day after I would purge toys. And I would see the results. And I would say, oh my gosh, this feels amazing. And I would see the results and how my kids would get along better. And I'd take that motivation and I would let it fuel me into purging the next room. And I would take the motivation from, I have all this stuff, all these toys that I can sell. I can take that money. I can put it towards my debt. Hey, I'm paying off my debt. Double motivation. You see, and it built on itself. I would tell myself with my budget to figure out where your money is actually going. To stop being afraid to open your bank account. Just open it. Open it. Look at it. Bring it out into the light. Because ignoring it and pretending like it doesn't exist is not going to make the debt go away. It's not going to make the poor spending choices go away. It's not. Stop ignoring it. If I could go back and tell myself with my positive thinking, I would tell myself to get over feeling like a dork. Get over feeling cheesy. Yeah, so you have to force yourself to say some like kind of awkward positive things and do it kind of awkwardly, intentionally at first. And it's better than being the most negative person in the room. No one wants that. It's better than self-sabotaging yourself constantly because inside your brain is a toxic place to be. Get over yourself. Like, you think you're too cool to say affirmations? You think you're too cool to look in the mirror and give yourself a compliment? Like, get over yourself. If I could go back and tell myself with my time management, I would tell myself to just wake up a little earlier. That's it. Like, wake up a little earlier. Invest some time in yourself. And, you know, I used to think people who did these morning routines, this is a huge myth that I had to bust for myself. I used to think these people that did these morning routines, like, you know, you see these really pretty Instagram pictures, and no matter how far I get into my, this thing that we're doing here, no matter how many followers they have on Instagram or how many people listen to the podcast, I just feel like I'm never going to be one of those girls that has those super pretty Instagram pictures. I don't know how they like get their blankets to look so pretty with their cup of coffee in the morning. And I'm like, how do you not spill your coffee on your white blanket? I don't know. These are the things I think about. So I used to think that these girls that did these morning routines where they would like be sitting on their white bed with their Bible and their beautiful cup of coffee and all this, that they like spent like 2 hours reading their Bible every day. And I would think, well, that's unrealistic. I'm never going to be able to do that. I can't do that morning routine. Like, these girls that do morning routines, they're like, you know, they must not have like anything else to do. You guys, a morning routine does not take like 3 hours. It just doesn't have to. So if you see me like journaling or meditating or things like that, literally the thing that will get me out of bed in the morning is I wake up, my alarm goes off, or I wake up naturally depending on the day, and I will think, oh, I need water, I need coffee. And I'm like, I just want to go back to sleep. And I'll think, you know what? Just 10 minutes. Invest 10 minutes in yourself. That's all you got to do, like 10 minutes. And I'll say, okay, I'll kind of like make this promise to myself. You can like meditate for like 10 minutes and like scribble some crap out in your journal. And then you can scroll through Instagram, okay? Like, that's your reward. Do y'all do that to yourselves? I totally do. Like, if you do these dishes, then you can go watch an episode of The Office. I do that all the time because I'm a child. So that's what I do. I'm like, hey, if you meditate for 10 minutes, you scribble some crap out in your journal, you can do whatever you want until the rest of your coffee's gone. But then what happens? Like, you get in the zone and you're like, oh, like, this meditating is pretty legit right now. I'm so relaxed. And, you know, it turns into 15 minutes. And you start journaling and then you think of an idea and like you're just kind of writing and then you get inspired to do something else and then you're reading a book and, you know, it feels good. And motivation fuels motivation. Action fuels motivation. It just keeps building on itself. So you don't have to have an hour-long morning routine. You just don't. Do like 5 minutes. Do 15 minutes. And I'm going to let you in on another secret with the morning routine, which we're going to talk about this more in the course. But this is what I would have told myself 5 years ago. Those girls who have like an uninterrupted morning routine, either they have no kids, their kids are like the best sleepers ever. or their kids are already at school for the day. And that doesn't always happen. I mean, my kids are pretty good sleepers now. I'm not going to like pretend like they're not, but there is a 50-50 chance that I will do my morning routine alone. It's not flawless. My youngest is 3. And she's a magnet to me. So sometimes my morning routine will be alone and it will be magical and Instagram worthy. The other half of the time, there is a 3-year-old on me. I have my headphones in, listening to a book or a podcast or some weird meditation music while like Dora or My Little Pony is on in the background. And someone is asking me for more cereal. Okay? But I'm still doing it. It's not perfect. I have paused meditation music so many times in my life that I cannot count. But I unpaused it. You get what I'm saying? I hit play and I went right back to it after I poured more cereal. After I broke up a fight about which show they were going to watch on Netflix, y'all. It's not perfect and it doesn't have to be effective. But I showed up with what I had. What I had was a living room full of 3 kids. And I still showed up. I can still stick my earbuds in and listen to an audiobook while I do dishes. I can still put on Netflix when I need a few more minutes. Right? I can squeeze it in. I can record podcasts while they're asleep, which is what I'm doing right now. You guys, where there is a will, there is a way. And if you want to find an excuse to not do these things, you will. You will. And that's just the truth. You don't have to wake up at 5 a.m. to have a morning routine. You just don't. You don't have to have 0 kids touching you to have a morning routine. It might not be perfect and Instagram worthy, but it can still be effective. And that's true for everything. Your budget might be scribbled on and messy and might be negative and might be, you know, you might have to fix it. It might be a disaster. Like, it might look messy, but that doesn't mean it's not effective. Your decluttering process might not look as good as someone else's on Instagram. Like what you consider decluttered might not look like what she she considers decluttered. You might not feel like super cool saying affirmations to yourself in the mirror. So don't. Say them to yourself in your head. That's what I do. My point is that if I could go back and tell myself 5 years ago, I would tell myself to just start. Start where you are with what you have. And it's going to be messy. And it's going to be slow. But if you don't give up and you keep going 1 foot in front of the other, day after day, after day after day, after day after day, you will get there. And you will be stronger, braver, more resilient because of the days and sweat and tears and everything that you put into it. You don't want a quick fix because a quick fix is not real. You don't want magic because magic is not real. You don't want it to happen overnight. You want the bruises and the scars and the lessons because that's what makes it real. That's what makes it work. So, You could be there in 5 years if you start now. If you make up your mind that today is day one, maybe today is several days in for you. Maybe you've already started, but you're going slow and you feel like, well, maybe I haven't really started. If you're going, even if it's slow, it still counts. If you've picked up one book, if you've read a little bit of one book, if you have set a little bit of time aside for yourself, if you've drank that first bottle of water, if you have opened up your bank account and you were scared, but you did it anyway, and you started to track where your money has been going, that's starting, guys. That's it. It doesn't have to be this big thing, this big, like, social media worthy thing that counts. Okay? Okay. All right. This episode was not supposed to be that long. We're going to start keeping track of how many times I say that, like, pretty much every week. But I love sharing this kind of stuff with you guys, which is exactly why I'm doing the workshop, which is exactly why I have this new course coming out. And I am so, so excited to dig into this stuff with you guys even more. Obviously, the course is going to be a lot more focused. It's not going to be as rambly as the podcast is, because this is just kind of us hanging out, having a conversation. The course is much more considerate of your time, for lack of a better way of saying it. No, it is actionable. It is focused. It is to the point. There are worksheets, checklists, reading lists, other resources that come with it. There are video lessons. It's great. It is so great. I'm so excited. It is a mini course, so it is short, to the point, but also effective. And if you're not sure if the course is right for you, at least sign up for the day one workshop. At least get the little sneak peek, the starting steps for each of these topics. We're going to go into a little more of what I talked about in this episode, but a little more of, like, examples of how you can use these things, of exactly how you can start using positive thinking and things like that. Exactly how to start decluttering, exactly how to start your budget. And if it was day one of your journey of this thing, what I would tell you to do. So I hope to see you guys at the workshop. And like I said, if you are listening to this after the live version of the workshop has already passed, don't worry, go to that link. I will leave the replay up for a few days after, until the 20th at midnight. After that, it is going to be expired, but you can catch the replay inside of the Control Your Crazy course. So if you've missed the replay of the workshop, if you want both, that is an option to do both as well. So let me know if you guys have any questions about the workshop, the course, or anything else that I have said in this episode. I hope that this was helpful. Remember to leave me a review if you haven't already. Hit subscribe, share this episode. That is what helps the podcast grow. That is what helps women just like me and just like you find this message, and to help them learn all the things that we're talking about. So I hope that this helped, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.